That's lovely, thanks. Right, I've brought my bag of goodies with me, which we shall look at in a moment. But first of all, the most important thing, let's pray together. Father God, I pray that you will anoint me with your Holy Spirit, that you anoint these words, and that you will anoint our ears, that they may hear what you have to say to us today. I ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, I'm just going to test if you were listening right at the beginning. This is the third week of our summer series on beginnings. The first week, Ian spoke about beginning with the... Now, Tim, we only spoke about that, what, 10 minutes ago? 15 minutes ago? Beginning with the... Father, thank you. And Ian spoke from Genesis chapter 1 and spoke about how God created the world and everything in it. And he reminded us of our responsibility to look after the beautiful world that God has made. And then last week we looked at beginning with the Son. And how we knew that Jesus was also there with God at the very beginning. He didn't just come into existence at Bethlehem when he was born as a baby. And we know this because in John 1, beginning at verse 1, we read, in the beginning was the Word. That's right. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. But not only that, we also saw how Jesus was involved in the creation of the world. Verse 3 of John 1 says, through him, Jesus, all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. And in Genesis 1, verse 26, we read that God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. More evidence that God was not on his own in creation. And so today, we turn to beginning with the Spirit. Now, before we go any further, I've got some little things in my bag. Now, Rebecca, I understand that you had a fantastic new hairdryer for your birthday. Is that right? Can you come out? I'd like to show you mine. Is it as good as mine? Or do you think it might be better? Well, you can be quite polite. I mean, you can be quite truthful about it, is what I meant.
probably maybe a bit better.
Yeah, this is quite an old one, actually. But what do we need, apart from the wire being all screwed up, what do we need for our hairdryers to work? Now, if I switch these, we need power. We need the power. I beg your pardon? Do you use a hairdryer? Perhaps you used it too strongly and it blew all your hair off. But I am only joking, John. This is in a terrible screwed up mess. I did dry my hair this morning, but anyway, Rebecca, do you think you could plug it in and see if we can get this screwed up thing to work? Please, if you pull up that flap, there should be a plug there. And if you might need a bit of help here, I think, no, we're okay. Plug it in. And then you need to push it right, and then you need to switch it on. And shall we see if it works? Do you want it? That's how mine works. This is a bit. Push those up there. Oh, we have power. Ooh. Right. Thank you, Rebecca. Could you unplug that for me, please? I get really told off at home if the wires get all screwed up. Anyway, that's that one. If you could just put that back over there for me. Thank you.
Should I go and sit down?
Just put it over there. Yes, thanks. Let's see what else I've got. Oh, I'll tell you what I've got in here, Tim. I've got some sweets. These work very well indeed. But I won't eat one now. Rebecca, would you like one? And if you could give them to Tim for me, because he might be helping me again in a minute. What have I got in here? Oh, I've got this. Now, what do we need for this to work? We need the power. It needs to be switched on by our lovely John at the back. Now, if he turns this one off.
So, John, can you switch it on?
Right, James, would you like to come and say something, please? Not preach a sermon, just a few words. Hi, guys, hope you're all okay.
Hi, guys, hope you're okay.
Okay, right, you can go and get a sweet. Thank you. Now, the next thing I've got in here is... Oops. I've got a torch and... I'll press the button. Of course, it's not working, is it? What does it need in it? Yeah, batteries. Would somebody like to come, somebody else, and put the batteries in for it? John, do you think you could do this? Because I think it needs to be... Joe told me that you have to put the batteries in so that the bobble bit is at the top.
Yes.
Is that the bobble bit?
I don't know.
Well, I think it is. No, let me see.
Yeah,
the bobble bit.
It's the correct use of...
We're very technically minded in my house. Wow, we have light. So, and sweets. And so you can see that to make things work properly, we need power. To make us effective as Christians, we also need power. And we're going to look into that right now. Have I turned it off? Otherwise, I should be wasting the batteries. It's good you can't do that with the Holy Spirit, though. That's good, isn't it? You can't waste the Holy Spirit. He doesn't run out, not like our batteries do sometimes. Anyway, who can tell me the first time that the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible? Tim can. Elaine. In Genesis, well done. The Spirit was hovering over the waters. That's right. Listen to this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And here we have it. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And it's worth being reminded sometimes of the existence of the Holy Spirit at the very beginning of time and his work in creation. The Holy Spirit was there, involved with God the Father and Jesus, God the Son, and involved in the amazing work of creation, bringing life out of nothing. So the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, was there right from the very beginning. Right from the very beginning. Now, we often think of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, as being an enabler or a helper. So here in Genesis, we see the Holy Spirit enabling the creation of our earth and everything in it, along with the creation of the other planets, galaxies and stars. If you've ever been into a place where it's really dark, you know, a lot like Chelmsford, but if you go where it's really dark and there's no streetlights, if you look up into the sky and see the amazing beauty of the stars there, it's fantastic. Try and do that sometimes. It's really, really beautiful. Now, as well as at the very beginning of the Bible, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is mentioned many times in the Bible, and we're just going to look at three very significant times. Excuse me, James, could you just get my water for me, please? Before Jesus began his ministry on earth, we read in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17, about Jesus being baptized in the River Jordan. Jesus asked John the Baptist to baptize him, but John was a bit reluctant, thinking, Jesus should baptize me. So Jesus said to him, "Let it be so." In other words, "John, do as I say. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Now, what did Jesus mean by this? To fulfill all righteousness means to accomplish God's mission. And God the Father had sent Jesus to show us what God is like, and then to die on the cross for the sins of each one of us, to open up the way for all those who will believe in Jesus to have a real, true, loving and personal relationship with God that will last forever. And so John baptized Jesus And something very special happened when he came up out of the water. Now, who can tell me what it was? Nobody? Sorry? Well done. Yes, exactly. Martin can have a sweet for that, I think. Oh, don't get too excited, Martin, now. Come on. The Holy Spirit came down on Jesus like a dove, enabled Jesus to start his ministry. But he didn't go out preaching straight away. The first thing that happened was that he went into the desert and he fasted for 40 days and nights, and he was tempted by Satan. But the Holy Spirit enabled Jesus to withstand the temptations. Even though he would have been very tired and hungry, he still had the power to not do what Satan told him to do. And so his ministry began. Think of the amazing things that Jesus was able to do during his time on earth. I want you to tell me some of them. Just put your hand up and Tim will come along with the microphone. And you can tell us some of the amazing things that Jesus did while he was on earth.
Something that's very dear to my heart, turned water into wine.
He turned water into wine. Right. Fran, sorry.
He raised Lynn. Lazarus from the dead.
He raised Lazarus from the dead.
Have a sweetie.
Helen.
He made the lame walk.
He did. John. He made the blind see.
Elizabeth's over here. Hang on.
He fed 5,000.
Do you think I can do that? Fed 5,000.
Well done, Elizabeth. Somebody over there has got their hands up.
Healed the sick.
He calmed the sea.
Ooh. Cast out demons.
Wow, well done. So I've written down here, he changed water into wine at a wedding. Shame he wasn't there, Alan. He healed lots of people. As Elizabeth said, he fed over 5,000 hungry people with 2 small loaves and 5 small fishes. He walked on water. And most importantly of all, for each one of us, he died on the cross and he rose again. And so we see that the Holy Spirit enabled Jesus to fulfill his purpose on earth from the very beginning when he was baptized. And now we turn to Acts chapter 2. And it says this. When the day of Pentecost came, the disciples, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a mighty wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be, does anybody know? Charlotte?
Tongues of flame.
Here we go. Tongues of flame, which came to rest on each one of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And Jerusalem was filled to overflowing with devout Jews from many, many different countries. And when they saw what was happening to the disciples, they thought they were drunk. And so Peter, the disciple of Jesus, who was a bit headstrong, who denied knowing Jesus after he'd been arrested, and whom Jesus had forgiven, stood up and began to preach. And towards the end of his sermon, he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit enabled Peter to preach so powerfully the good news of Jesus, then lots and lots of people responded to Peter's message. Verse 41 says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about how many people were added to that gathering that day? 3,000. Oh, just throw a handful, I would. As long as you don't hurt anyone. About 3,000 were added to their number that day. And that was the beginning of the church, which continued to grow daily. The Holy Spirit enabled the beginning of the church on that day of Pentecost. And it continues to do so as the church continues to grow. And finally, we come to Acts chapter 10, the passage which Lorella read earlier. We heard how Peter was speaking in the home of Cornelius, who was a military man and a Gentile, which means he wasn't a Jew. And for Peter to be visiting him wasn't really the done thing. However, Peter did. And he began to tell them, Cornelius and all his friends who were there, about the ministry of Jesus, beginning in Galilee and spreading throughout Judea. He told Cornelius and his friends how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, and then went on to do good and to heal people. Peter spoke about the death of Jesus and how God raised him from the dead on the third day, and that he had been seen, as indeed Peter had himself. Later on in the passage, we see how God touched the lives of Cornelius and his friends through the Holy Spirit, and how they were then baptized by Peter. And this was a great shock to Peter's friends, Peter's Jewish friends. But if you read verse 42, you will see that Peter had told Cornelius that Jesus had commanded him and his fellow disciples to preach to the people and testify that Jesus is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead, and that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And because Peter did as Jesus said, the message of salvation, the good news of Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of all people, was brought to non-Jewish people. And so the church was moving outwards to other nations, just as Jesus had commanded his disciples to do in Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But Peter could not have done all this under his own power, but only with the enabling of the Holy Spirit. So let's look back at what we've thought about today. We thought about the Holy Spirit, who has been in existence since the beginning of time, and that he was involved in creation. We remember the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus, enabling him at the beginning of his ministry. And we looked at the Holy Spirit coming down on all people on the day of Pentecost, enabling them to begin their ministry of preaching the forgiveness of sins. And this led to the beginning of the early church, when Peter preached for the first time and over 3,000 people became Christians. And then finally we saw how Peter preached to Cornelius and his friends and family, and how the Holy Spirit touched their lives, and they also became followers of Jesus. And all this has gone on throughout the past 2,000 years, right up to today. And here we are in Holy Trinity Church, Springfield, and we seek to pass the message of the good news of Jesus on to others. But we can only do this if we have the Holy Spirit within us, as all true Christians do. And we ask for his help to empower us to tell others about Jesus, and we see our church growing. You know, we each need the Holy Spirit to help us to live our lives for Jesus, so that others may see Jesus in us, in our homes, in our schools, or in our workplace, and that they will want to know him too. We cannot do this on our own, so let's ask him daily to fill our lives and to use us to help others to see Jesus. I've put a prayer up here. And let's open our hands if you feel comfortable doing that. And let's pray together. Holy, all together, Holy Spirit of God, fill me with your power and the love of Jesus, that I may show others his love by the way I speak and through the things I do. Amen. Amen.